The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The following program is for informational and educational purposes only. This program does not replace medical diagnosis and treatments prescribed by your personal physician. Please consult your doctor for diagnosis and medical care before beginning or changing any program or idea discussed.
Welcome to Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Once we determine what our strengths are, we can use those gifts and talents to help others to heal. Helping others fosters congeniality. Congeniality facilitates peace and love. Now, here's your host, Terry Sue.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Frame of Mind. This is your host, Terry Sue, and today we will be discussing Panchakarma with my guest, Dr. Ram from the Healing Gardens of Ayurveda. Dr. Ram is a licensed Ayurvedic physician in India and Nepal and a master herbalist who headed a Panchakarma retreat center in South India and is currently a partner with the Healing Gardens of Ayurveda. Dr. Ram has studied yoga extensively with yogic masters in India. He has written numerous question and answer articles on Ayurveda for LA Yoga Magazine. In addition, he has held several national and international lectures, seminars, and workshops on Ayurveda and health at various Ayurvedic schools around the world. So welcome, Dr. Ram.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you.
And actually, you know, Dr. Ram was a guest last year on the show, and he was talking with us about yoga for your dosha, and today, Panchakarma.
Yes.
And so let's start out basically with what Ayurveda is, and then we'll move into Panchakarma because it's kind of like one of the arms of Ayurveda.
Yes, I agree. In general, you know, just to go into a little bit brief, what Ayurveda is an ancient wisdom or applied philosophical science. And it's also a science of healthy living, and it is about knowing your own inner nature and the connection of your inner nature to the nature outside you and living in harmony with that to create the balance. And it's also about a relationship of your mind, your body, your senses, and your spirit, and understanding what in the body level, what it means to the connections of the cells, the tissues, the organs, and the systems, the mind, like your emotions, your feelings, and in the senses, as for how the perceptions of things that we see it, how we see it. And on the spirit, it's about the space and the place that we find and we have in our spirituality, in our daily life, and its connections and its implications in terms of how it impacts health and wellness in general. That's what is Ayurveda.
And so part of Ayurveda has to do with knowing what your dosha is, your basic body constitution. And there are three specific types, body types, and they also have within them various components. And
yes.
So I would like for you to explain to the audience what doshas are, basically.
Doshas are, you know, basically they have been categorized as three. It's called Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. And it's derived from the five elements, which is space, air, fire, water, and earth. And it's basically a combination of For example, this vata is the combination of air and space. Pitta, the combination of fire and water. And kapha, it's a combination of water and earth. And according to Ayurveda, everything within us and outside, including our cellular makeup, is made up of the five elements. Mm-hmm. And it basically, it's a subtle energy with which we understand the human physiology and its functioning, and how, you know, qualitatively we understand the functioning of the mind and the body and the emotions with the help of these doshas.
And the doshas can be physical as well as emotional, right?
Yes. It's basically, we call it the doshas of the mind and the body.
Mm-hmm. So you can have say, for instance, a vata body constitution with a kapha
body.
And so your state of mind or your frame of mind happens, it could be one thing and your body is another, and so the way that you create that balance has a lot to do with your emotional and physical well-being.
Absolutely. The thing about this is that, you know, in the understanding of the elements and its qualities on everything around us, within us and without us, which means outside in the nature, and how everything that happens outside in terms of everything that you expose your senses to has its impact on the cellular level. Mm-hmm. And so creating, dynamism or the dance among the doshas. Mm-hmm. And so that dynamic balance is what, you know, basically leads you into overall health, well-being, or disease. And so that's what we are looking at when we say dosha. And basically dosha, as I repeat, is, you know, the biological humors or the subtle energies with which we understand the well, overall balance of the human mind and the body.
And the reason why I'm asking you these questions and bringing this up is because that has a lot to do with the subject of panchakarma, which is to cleanse the body and detoxify. And if we know what is off balance, then that's what we could do to, there are different ways that we use panchakarma to address those imbalances.
Yes.
And so what I wanted to talk to you about, I know we have, when we're talking about that body constitution, mm-hmm. we're also talking about a person's prakruti and vikruti. You hear a lot of people saying, okay, and specifically when you're looking at television, you're looking at different health programs, and
yes.
some people will address Ayurveda and they'll talk about the doshas, but what they also need to be to also talking about concurrently is the prakruti and vikruti and meet that off balance. What is balanced and what is not balanced?
Yeah.
Because if you're doing something that addresses an imbalance in the wrong way, it will not produce the kinds of results that you're seeking. So I wanted you to talk about a person's, what is prakruti and what is vikruti?
Yes. Actually, it's a great question because I think there's a lot of confusion among the people who are especially just being introduced to the science.
Mm-hmm.
It is a form of, it's the mind-body constitution or your mind-body type, that is what we call. And it's basically the innate essential nature that you're born with. And that's your prakriti. It's almost like saying the dynamic order or the balance of the doshas, you know, that you're born with, when it's uninfluenced by the external factors, that is your natural innate you. That's your nature. That's your constitution. That's your prakriti.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the time, what people don't understand is they think your vikriti, which is the disorder or the imbalance, that starts to occur in us after we've been exposed to the environment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that imbalance or the disorder or the disharmony away, moving away from your innate nature and your constitution starts to give you those signs and symptoms of imbalance, and that's vikriti.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
So how is this, all of this related to the chakras when you're addressing any imbalance?
Yes.
And you're talking about what panchakarma treatment you're going to, or which ones you're going to take part in. how are the chakras involved with that?
The chakras are, you know, the innate part of the whole Ayurvedic protocols in terms of the management or the maintenance of health. Mm-hmm. So any imbalances that may be, you know, caused in the chakras, Ayurveda uses yoga, breathwork, meditation, which is, of course, all customized case by case or individual to individual, depending on your prakriti and vikriti. So a lot of the Ayurvedic rejuvenative treatments, cleansing treatments, those color therapies, aromatherapies, mantras, chantings, which is always specifically directed to the chakras, the diet and different exercises, they all help in creating a balance in the chakras as well. And what Panchakarma in itself does is that subtle cleansing and rejuvenating treatments that helps to remove those toxicities and blockages from the subtle channels within the body, which we call the srotasas. Once by cleaning that, the flow of the energy becomes better and it enhances the flow of the energy within the body, the microcirculatory channels, and creating the balance in the chakras as well.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit and define a little bit more in depth about what the Panchakarma detox program is about.
Yeah, Panchakarma is a comprehensive, it's a set of custom Ayurvedic treatments, you know, which basically has such treatments as enema, purgation, nasal therapies, and still practiced in India and, you know, Indian subcontinent, places where there's bloodletting and induced MSs, to mm-hmm. basically clean the toxins from the deep cells of mm-hmm. the mind and the body itself. I mean, we're not just talking about the cleansing of the toxicities from the body, but also the mind and the emotions, deep-rooted emotions of negative emotions that is basically draining our energy. And also what it does is the Panchakarma is a method of cleansing and purifying the body using the body's own natural orifices mm-hmm. to, you know, so that it can restore the innate healing process and the power that we all possess as we are born with it.
So are these changes as a person receives Panchakarma treatments, are they subtle changes that a person will notice, or will they be more immediate? Which one? Or does it vary according to?
Yes. You know, the results always basically tend to vary. I mean, it is all depends on the chronicity of the imbalances, the condition of the present condition, the history, everything. There are a lot of factors that is involved in that. And mm-hmm. the result sometimes is as early and as soon as, you know, within a couple of days, to it may take you a few weeks, 3 to 4 weeks for us to be able to see the results. Mm-hmm. But yes, and it can be as early as, you know, a couple of days as well.
Can it be used as part of a health maintenance program, or are people usually ill before they seek this type of detoxification?
That's an amazing question as well. Again, as Ayurveda, as it's the purpose and the goal of Ayurvedic medicine, according to the ancient scriptures and those Ayurvedic texts, medical classical text that has been written in the language of Sanskrit, which is an ancient, very ancient, Indian language from the Indian subcontinent called the Sanskrit language. There is a saying, what is like swastasya swastha samrakshanam aturasya vikara prasamanam cha, which simply means the purpose and the goal of Ayurvedic medicine is to be able to heal. To maintain the health of the healthy and to treat or heal the diseased. Mm-hmm. And so the maintenance is absolutely for the whole Panchakarma, whole Ayurvedic treatments can be done in order to just maintain health. Or when mm-hmm. you already have a diseased condition, it can, of course, help you treat and cure. Or I wouldn't use the word cure, but it basically helps you heal from within by removing the toxicities that we accumulate through our times and because of our lifestyles, because of the things that these days, you know, the environmental pollution, the kind of food, the water, the air, everything. And in addition, of course, the modern days of toxicities that we find in the environment, the the EMF and all these other things that goes with it.
So once those changes are made post Panchakarma treatment, it should be maintained as closely as possible in order to receive maximum results and benefits from that treatment, rather than to go back to any of the old habits that got you in that position in the first place. It would behoove a person to go ahead and try to follow maybe more closely an Ayurvedic type of lifestyle. I mean, if every branch of Ayurveda isn't for everyone, then at least try to be mindful of the things that you put into your body and how you maintain yourself as far as nutrition goes.
Yes. It's basically living consciously, being aware of what are the things outside that affects me.
Yes.
What kind of diet that affects me, what kind of activities that affects me, and, those little subtle changes. We strongly believe in Ayurveda that when we do listen to our body, it is always telling you emotionally, feeling-wise, and the subtle physical changes that is happening inside you basically is giving you signs and symptoms where these aggravation of the doshas have not reached into already a pathological condition, which is manageable just by, we call it, in Ayurveda, there are the principles, the opposite balances.
Yes.
Which simply means when you notice the subtle, physical changes or emotional changes, and what are the things outside that is happening that is affecting your internal being, then you can bring about some subtle changes and do the opposite qualities in terms of actions, in terms of diet, in terms of nutrition, and in terms of taking care of your five senses, in terms of your lifestyle from when you wake up to when you go to bed, and in terms of the seasonal, management of the doshas and things like that. That basically tends to help with the aggravation of the dosha and pacifies it before it takes you into a pathological condition.
Yes, yes. And I know that when we had our discussion last year, when you were talking about yoga for your dosha, I was sharing with you the fact that I like, as far as yoga is concerned, I like the more relaxing, sedentary kind of yoga when that is not at all what I'm supposed to be practicing.
Yes,
I'm supposed to be doing, being a kapha, I'm supposed to be addressing that by incorporating that more high energy type of yoga.
Absolutely. And it's so amazing as per how seasons, different seasons, the same season can affect a different prakriti, a different constitutional mind-body type differently. And so the impact of that, once you start to become aware of that, then you can bring about subtle changes. So it doesn't have to be a huge change and totally change your, life upside down in order to say, oh, my God, can I follow it? No. So it's not about that, but it's about being able to say subtle changes, but long term. It's just almost like saying managing the health in terms of a long marathon. So you start strong and stay strong. It's almost that. So that's what the whole principle is based on.
And I must say, I've made quite a few changes over the past, oh my gosh, 2 or 3 years now. So anyway, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about the different kinds of Panchakarma treatments and what's involved in them. In the meantime, it's time for us to take a short break. So this is Terry Sue with my guest, Dr. Ram from the Healing Gardens of Ayurveda, and we're discussing Panchakarma, and you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America Seventh Wave and Health and Wellness Channel. Stay tuned.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
So are you connected to the meaning of your life? Are your relationships and career satisfying and fulfilling? How about your parenting? Are you feeling some challenges there? Listen for He Said, She Said every week with husband and wife, Jonathan Nadelman and Carrie Dino. In addition to being married and the parents of a spirited daughter, Carrie and Jonathan share over 40 years of clinical experience as psychotherapists and want to hear all about the challenges you're facing. He Said, She Said airs live Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terry.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
Welcome back. I am continuing my discussion on Panchakarma with my guest, Dr. Ram, from the Healing Gardens of Ayurveda. So, Dr. Ram, before we went to break, I know I mentioned that we were going to talk about the different kinds of Panchakarma treatments and, mm-hmm. and what's involved in them. So let's go right into it. What's one type?
Panchakarma in general, you know, if you look at it classically, there it basically just means it's Panchakarma, a set of cleansing therapies to really flush out the toxicities from the deep cellular level within the body, and again, emotional cleansing. And it's also basically using the body's own natural orifices, bringing about when we talk about the types, then there are these five types, including enemas, purgation, nasal therapies, induced emesis, and bloodletting. And mm-hmm. I must say that we do not, we do not here at the center even, and I don't think any other Ayurvedic physicians and practitioners practice the last two, which is the bloodletting and the induced vomiting emesis. We do not practice here in the United States.
Yeah, when I was doing my research on that, I didn't see any in the United States that do. Yeah, I know I've gone through several Panchakarma treatments and none of them involved.
I think you just definitely a medical doctor has to be present in order to do all that. I think that's something that we do not do it here.
Okay, so the ones that are practiced here.
Mm-hmm.
Are the nasal?
The nasal treatments, yes. Mm-hmm. The nasal treatments and
the enemas.
Enemas, yes. And the purging, so the purgation. So you take medicated herbal oils or ghees or herbal teas, and then basically you flush out your system from your the rectum area. So basically you visit the bathroom a few times.
So let's go with, and there's also Swidan. Is that the sweating? Where you're put in a tent, kind of like, and
yes, that's the difference between that's really not the Panchakarma in itself. Though it is part of the Panchakarma, it is not the main Panchakarma process itself.
Okay,
that's so, preparing the body for the main Panchakarma. The Panchakarma is the actual cleansing, flushing the processes using the natural orifices of the body.
Okay, so could you go through one of the processes with us and talk about what's involved?
Yes.
All right.
There is a preparation for any one of these treatments to happen, basically, like for when we are trying to flush out the toxicities from the principle and the idea behind it is that the toxicities lodges itself in the deeper tissues in a cellular level and start to spread through the bodily fluids and the circulations into a deeper tissues.
Mm-hmm.
And it lodges itself there. And before you do the flushing, you have to basically loosen up all of these toxicities with the help of preparing. It's like preparatory process before the main Panchakarma cleansing itself. Mm-hmm. And in the preparation, you begin by the customized herbs, light breathing exercises, yoga asanas for your body type, and lifestyle, a little bit of lifestyle changes, and then oral intake of the medicated herbal ghees, herbal teas, to loosen up all that. In addition, also you basically apply medicated herbal oil and do the oil treatments, the sweating, the herbal sweating, herbal steam using the tent. Sometimes it can be dry steam, or it can be a dry sauna, or it can be a wet steam. But depends, again, it's very customized. It can be different for a different person, and depending on what we are trying to achieve and what we are trying to basically achieve with the whole Panchakarma. So it depends on the disease, the person, the condition, the season, and all of those. So it's a very customized approach to, you know, wellness altogether.
Okay, so everyone does not, let me make sure I'm clear on this, everyone does not necessarily have to go through all of those venues for Panchakarma treatments.
Yes.
It's customized according to what their own body constitution needs in order to gain balance.
Yes. The thing is, it's what happens is you have to keep in mind the constitution, your prakriti, your mind-body type, and the vikriti. And once you know that, and then one of the main cleansing Panchakarma treatments becomes one of the main thing to flush out the excessive doshas, because the Panchakarma is the idea to flush out the excess doshas from the body and the bodily subtle tissues. And before you do any of that, you basically prepare the body and the mind, and you orient the person, of course. And but in the physical level as well, in you basically preparing the body, loosening the toxins, and you do not always ever do the main Panchakarma. Those main five therapies should never be done just on its own without preparing. You slowly prepare, and again, the principle behind it is to be able to loosen all the fat-soluble toxicities or water-soluble toxicity with the help of herbal teas, medicated or, you know, herbal ghees, oils, and all the other lifestyle changes, diet changes, and then loosening it or bringing it, basically squeezing out to the main GI tract, alimentary tract, before the flushing, with the help of these main five treatments.
So whatever is going to be done, as far as Panchakarma is concerned, each treatment has to be working in concert with all of the other ones in order for it to have maximum results.
Very much so, because it has to be like your Abhyangas, the Ayurvedic massages. There are many other Ayurvedic therapies, including, you know, Shirodhara, which is a continuous drop of the medicated herbal oil to deal with the stress, anxiety, insomnia, all those other things, the negative effect of the everyday stress life. It helps you with all of that. And so by relaxing your system and basically letting the body be able to release those toxicities and loosen, it's almost like creating or, you know, wetting the dirty towel before you wash it. And so it loosens and it washes it easier than just trying to, you know, beat the dirty towel, and then you basically land up tearing the towel. So when you do not prepare the body, you land up hurting your body in the long term.
So if someone were to come into the Healing Gardens of Ayurveda and they wanted to receive Panchakarma treatments, anybody coming in, take us through the process. What would be the process of you determining what they would need?
I see. So what happens is the person, there is a detailed, it's in-depth, detailed history taking, or what we go through is the analysis, in-depth analysis of the mind-body type, the vikriti and prakriti, and then also the present condition of the disease, the family history, medical history, social history, and all those other histories that we have to go through. And also we make use of the Ayurvedic analysis techniques by using, with the help of the pulse, the tongue, the eyes, the stool, urine, all these other factors, and make them basically, once we analyze that, mm-hmm. and the condition and the chronicity of the imbalances and the disease with an Ayurvedic physician or a knowledgeable knowledge practitioner, then the customization happens. Basically, mm-hmm. then you start to work on custom herbs, custom teas, custom diet therapies, little changes that is recommended, and you prepare the body, prepare the individual for 5 to 7 days, depending on, again, a lot of the other factors, that you prepare the body with teas, herbal teas, diet changes, and then medicated herbal ghees, and then self-care treatments that the person starts to do at home before they actually come in for the treatments here at the center.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. And then what happens after they take, and these intake of the medicated ghees and things like that also starts to increase every day in increments. So basically, by the time you come to the center for the flushes, your body is, you know, saturated with the medicated herbal ghees. And then one may ask then, okay, how can somebody take the medicated ghee or clarified butter, which is, you know, of course, medicated and processed with herbs? How can they do, doesn't that affect your other system? Doesn't that, you know, clog up the system? Ayurvedically, you begin with some herbs that would help you with a digestion, improve your digestive metabolic power, and then start to introduce these ghees and things like that. That's what we do. And mm-hmm. then when they come to the center for the cleansing programs, where they will be spending 4 or 5 hours here at the center undergoing multiple treatments, that's where they do the Ayurvedic oil treatments, Ayurvedic massages, steam, and in addition, they do the enemas or purge or nasal treatments and the other shirodhara treatments for the eyes, all the sensory therapies, treatments for your back, you know, and all those other treatments that is involved in there. And in addition to that, of course, there is a customized one-on-one yoga, breathwork, counseling, and organic meals. Everything is provided, and so that's how we, it's a comprehensive, the customization of the treatment plan.
So there's a set of, there's a certain amount of time. Okay, first you go through your analysis of the problem.
Yes.
And then you talk to your patients about, or your clients about what kinds of treatments they're going to need.
Yes.
Then there's the prep before they actually come in for the treatment. And that prep includes the teas and so forth, the herbal teas and I guess the intake of... Now, does the clarified butter or the ghee treatment, mm-hmm. Is that something that's prior to coming in, or that's something that you give ahead of time?
Yes. These are all things that, you know, we give ahead, and they begin 5 to 7 days prior to they come to the center for the main treatments of the Panchakarma itself. So it is a preparatory program process for the main Panchakarma itself.
All right. And
yes.
So they from listening to you, you're saying that they come in and they can count on spending pretty much about 5 hours for the actual treatment. Is that?
Yes, they will be spending 4.5 to 5 hours here at the center undergoing all the different treatments, Ayurvedic treatments like massages, steam, some of the localized herbal paste treatments, and then powder treatments, so, and then shirodhara, which is stress management treatments, and all the different treatments, and purging as well, and, or depending on the customization and depending on the protocol, there will be all these other treatments involved as well. And we do provide we do have one-on-one counseling with the practitioners who is knowledge about, you know, what's happening to the person and what's going through. And so there's counseling, there is one-on-one yoga, customized breath work, meditation. All of these are also part and parcel of the whole Panchakarma.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's time for us to take another short break. So this is Terry Sue with my guest, Dr. Ram, and we're discussing Panchakarma, and you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America 7th Wave and Health and Wellness Channel. Stay tuned.
the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
Every moment that we live provides us with numerous opportunities to grow more deeply spiritually through our active engagement in positive, concrete ways that can uplift, encourage, and help ourselves and each other. Become a part of Our Sacred Journey with your host, Audrey Katagawa. Our program will include guests who will share their experiences with you to inspire you to help create a peaceful, cooperative present and future, and to explore your creativity and the valuable contributions which you can make. Our Sacred Journey airs live Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on 7th Wave.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you are listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. Tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terri.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
Once again, welcome back, everyone. I'm with my guest, Dr. Ram, and we're discussing Panchakarma. Dr. Ram is a partner at the Healing Gardens of Ayurveda in Costa Mesa, California. So, Dr. Ram, before we went to break, we were talking about kind of like the process of what people would be going through if they were to come in and seek treatment and Panchakarma cleansing with you. They might want to know, do they have to completely change their lifestyle in order to follow an Ayurvedic lifestyle? And you, I know earlier you were talking about it, it can be subtle changes along the way. But what I'm also asking is in terms of once they've gone through Panchakarma treatment, would it then be expected that they would kind of try to make even more of those subtle transitions into living a more balanced lifestyle through Ayurveda?
Yes. I mean, it's a beautiful question because I think that is very commonly asked questions, even at the center. Everybody, do I have to really change all, you know, everything? Do I have to really change all my lifestyle? The amazing principles of Ayurvedic medicine is all based on really balance and moderation.
Mm-hmm.
So we do not believe in totally, you know, again, changing the lifestyle from head, how do you call it, upside down and making it difficult. It's not about, you know, going into 100% for a short period of time and then again going back into what you were doing, again, 100% onto what you were doing and which was influencing your doshas, your system, your health negatively.
Mm-hmm.
It's but the principle of Ayurvedic medicine is based on starting it, you know, and slowly bringing about that changes. You know, maybe it could be 60%, 70%, or 50% changes, and then slowly maintaining that for a longer period of time. That would have a better, you know, better impact on the health and balance than doing it 100% and again going back 100% the other way around. So it's a long term, small, slight changes. So that's the principles of Ayurvedic medicine. Long term, but a subtle changes. That's all. It's just changing simple things, little things.
Mm-hmm.
You may still enjoy the same thing, but maybe adding some qualities that would pacify or balance the aggravation of that qualities in there. So that's how we are looking at it. And so in planning the Panchakarma is all about that. Also, once we know the constitution, the Prakriti and the Vikriti, then it's about creating that protocol to balance it, the imbalances, the Prakriti, aggravation of the doshas, and also keeping in mind the seasons, the present, the season, the conditions, everything, as well. And so bringing about that all together from lifestyle, the activities, the sensory expressions and how our senses are being bombarded, and all of those, everything in moderation and gentle changes. And Panchakarma is generally just a very gentle way of cleansing the body's impurities and the toxicities.
So that's kind of like the similarity between East meets West as far as internal cleansing is concerned. You don't want to go back out there and load up with those double cheeseburgers and French fries and chili
Absolutely,
cheese.
Absolutely, yes.
Once you cleanse and detoxify the body as much as you can, you don't want to go right back out and do the same thing that got you into trouble in the first place.
Very much. And I think a lot of us tend to do that. You know, like after the holiday seasons, we say, we splurge on it, and then we say, okay, I'll do a detox, and then again, you're back onto eating the same way. You know, then it doesn't really do much help to the system, and you're taxing it even more. But so just subtle changes, little changes that would really take us a long way in terms of health and balance.
So as far as what a person would experience as far as Panchakarma is concerned, is they should experience that sense of inner cleansing and balance, sometimes more readily than others, depending on which type it is and which combination of the various cleansing methods there are, as a result of putting better foods inside their body, hopefully, and following the advice that you give them. They should expect to feel the difference and give it a chance to take effect, because nothing will really take you, no matter whether or not you feel it subtly or immediately. Those changes won't have a chance to really take hold in your body unless you do give it a chance. And so they really do need to expect to experience changes through their own habits as well.
Yes, very much. I think it is your lifestyle, little activities that you do and how you take care of your senses every day. And once you start, and in the post-care of Panchakarma, it doesn't end there. You do the cleansing and you don't quickly go back into what you were doing and think, whoa, I'm clean now, I'm going to do all that. It doesn't work like that also. Mm-hmm. And we do have a post-care, we call it post-Panchakarma care, where you basically, because after all that cleansing, your system is now as vulnerable as it would be as well. So basically, you prepare your body slowly and strengthen it and rejuvenate the system slowly in order to restore that balance. And then you come out much stronger, healthier, and that's all the process is all about. So there is the preparation, the main Panchakarma treatments, and then followed with the post-care as well, where at the center we also give them, of course, a little bit of the lifestyle, the changes that they need to bring about, certain things that they think is the best for them that they need to avoid. We say start to cut down on it and bring about changes and things like that. So there is take home packages as well that we provide here at the center.
Oh, which brings me to my next question is, so you do put your patients or clients on a maintenance program?
Yes, we do.
Is that a maintenance program that you recommend right away, or is that something that they have to request?
Oh, no, we do recommend that, whether they request or not. I think it's a very part and parcel of the whole program and the process. And it has to be included. It's like doing a little bit of the homework or not depending totally on a practitioner or a physician, but doing your part of really adding and doing things and activities, adding some activities in your daily routine to take care of your five senses, your overall body, just a little bit of planning your day, your daily routine, and including a little bit of and giving yourself that space and honoring yourself and finding that time to really take care of yourself, a little time. You don't have to really change around the whole lifestyle and your daily routine, but adding few things and maybe changing few things subtly, and that would start to. And so with the maintenance programs, it's about taking care of your five senses and basically doing things to cut down the negative effect of the stress and anxieties that is caused due to the environment that we live in today.
So do you have them do any kind of journaling, or is there some accountability on the patient or client's part as far as checkups are concerned? I want you to do this, and this, and then they'll say, okay, Dr. Ram, but then, you know, do you check up on them? Do they have to come back for a follow-up appointment so that you can see?
Yeah, usually, it's a part of the package itself. That we do have a follow-up program. We recommend them to come back to us in 2 weeks to just let us know what's happening and where do they stand, have they been following the things, and how they feel, just to catch up on that. And that's and then, of course, we journal, ask them to journal them as per the kind of emotions they have to go through. They go through what are the things that you start to physically and emotionally feel, because a lot of the time in the process, they do also, you know, there are a lot of emotions that starts to release, and you start to feel those emotions, especially if you haven't dealt with those emotions in the past and just suppressed it. It tends to come up and starts to really, you know, kind of come up, and then you start noticing, like, what's going on? And so those are things. So we do try to keep the follow-up with the people to just make sure that, you know, they are still, you know, we are still available for them. And so after they have finished with the Panchakarma, the post-care, those packets they take care of their five senses and just to take care of their basic stress and anxiety, then we do the follow-up to really follow up on all of that after they do their journaling and practicing Dinacharyas, which is the daily routine of taking care of themselves.
And I know I asked you earlier about different results varying according to you know, each individual, but that kind of what you were saying just now kind of goes back to that question that I was asking. Will a person who has different dosha have different results? Have you noticed that those people that have a lot of emotional baggage, so to speak, that kapha kind of imbalance, as opposed to someone who may kind of let go things a little too easily and too quickly, who need someone who needs to just kind of focus on what they're doing.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that there's different results for those types, dosha types, as far as follow-up is concerned?
Yes,
because you know, some people will say, "Oh, yes, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this, 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 and this." And 2 minutes after they've left, they have forgotten everything that they said that they were going to do.
Absolutely. And it's, again, you know, really goes back to your constitution, your mind-body type, and your prakriti again. Mm-hmm. So the results do vary from person to person. You know, it really does make a difference. And so we try to give them specific routines, especially if somebody is more of the vata predominant, which is air, very mobile in activities, physical and mental, then we kind of have give them a routine. And then basically, like for the people, you know, with a little bit of the pritta predominance, we tell them to kind of give them routines, but give them the responsibility and also tell them that, you know, it is themselves who will, they don't need a routine. They just need to be told certain things and they will end up doing it. Some of the kapha personalities may need a little push. They may need a little extra, a few calls. If the, you know, the pitta needs one call, then kapha may need three calls.
Yes.
The follow-up calls.
Yes.
So that's what happens. And then, so that's the follow-up that we do. But in general, the general results do, it's almost, you know, similar to almost everyone starts to notice the mental clarity, more energy, and then there is a calmness of the mind, you know, regularized bowel elimination, better sleep. Those are things, and improved skin conditions are very much something, these are something that almost all of them feel that.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, they get the results of sleep.
And I want to also make sure that I ask you this question about medication. Does a person discontinue taking medication while going through the process, or is that something that works? Again, it depends on the individual, or they need, of course, they're going to need to talk to their regular physician if they have one.
Very much. And we do not ever tell any patients, any person who is going through Panchakarma, who are under prescription medicine, to just stop, discontinue using the medication. I think they should definitely discuss that with their, you know, medical doctor, and we don't usually stop them from their medications like that.
And Dr. Ram, are the treatments expensive? How much are they?
The treatments, again, it really varies.
You know,
because we do, like, for example, we offer different kind of Panchakarma programs here as such. So, like, one, we do it in-house here at the center. We also offer the retreats. We also, Panchakarma retreats that we offer. And then we also have, like, home Panchakarma, which the price really varies.
Yes.
And so we do work with all people, you know, who, if they are able to afford, then we tell them to go through something that they can do it here, custom at the center, and they can always make it more expensive, get more therapies, more treatments. In addition, certain things, though all customized, there can be that, okay, instead of one therapist, we may be able to use two therapists if they are financially secured on that.
Okay, and is this something that's usually covered by insurance?
No, it's not, and
okay.
But it's a work in progress. So.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
All right, and I want to make sure that our listeners know about any special events or programs that you have going on right now. Do you have anything going on right now or coming up?
Yeah, we have our detox program, the Panchakarma Retreat program that's coming up in the month of October through October 11th through 15th in a beautiful Ohio. Which is going to be including, and it's going to be, of course, much cheaper than the in-house Panchakarmas that we do here at the center. But also we will have very comfortable lodging, three meals included, everything is included, like yoga, meditation, breath work. There will be a lot of workshops, Ayurvedic education, and also we're going to be having cooking, Ayurvedic cooking classes, and we're going to have kirtan with entertainment with a world-renowned musician that we work with specifically. Her name is Dipali Singh, amazing singer, amazing kirtan singer from India, classically trained, which is basically, again, also using the Ayurvedic principles. So this is something that's coming up in the month of October 11th through 16th, and we already are taking the reservation and booking as well.
Okay. Well, that all sounds really exciting. So
yes, it is.
I want to take this opportunity to thank you, Dr. Ram, for sharing your knowledge and expertise on Ayurveda and Panchakarma as ways to cleanse and heal our bodies. And if our listeners want to find out more, how can you be reached?
They can reach us. Our website is called the www.thehealinggardens.com with only one G between healing and gardens. And our number, direct number, is 949-515-4855. We're located here in Southern California, Costa Mesa, Irvine Avenue, Suite 100. And again, thank you, Terry, too, for having me in the program.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It was a delight. And I want to thank you, my listening audience, for tuning into Frame of Mind today. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together. And if you know someone who could be helped or served by this knowledge, please share it with them. And in the meantime, live in peace and love, everyone, and enjoy your day. Bye.
We hope that you've enjoyed our program this week. Please join your host, Terry Sue, again next weekend. We'll be here Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on 7th Wave Network. Until then, focus on your strengths. Live and think healthier this week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thwavenetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.